Hey guys, Editor Sunidhi here. This is an old episode, pre-hiatus, so the quality isn't that great and we're definitely struggling to keep it up. But it's fun nonetheless, I think. I don't know. But anyways, we hope you enjoy it, and of course, as always, thank you so much for listening.
We're not getting new listeners.
Because you're such an icon already. Oh, okay.
Exactly. I'm like, we have two listeners. One of whom is
Anika's mom.
Like, we're fine. I don't think we need
to. See, I don't want to break it to you, but she doesn't listen. She listens to like 3 seconds and she closes it. She does not have the patience.
Even Hannah's mom doesn't listen to us. Not even a mother could love this.
Yeah.
This is so sad.
Please, can we never do early morning recordings unless it's desperate?
This is
please,
not so early morning. It's 11 a.m. Sweetie. It's nowhere near early morning.
Depression, probably. I don't
know. I have depression. Okay.
Podcast, everybody. This is Sunidhi.
Listen,
Tanvi, you're next. Tanvi.
This entire exercise is entirely pointless, but just for the sake of like getting through with the format, I'll say I'm Tanvi. Although, let me just tell you, I know we don't have any new listeners, so it's fine.
Oh, okay.
That was my introduction.
I am Anika, and I want to kick Tanvi off the podcast right now.
Pessimistic little shit. Can we please?
Pessimistic little
can
shit.
Can we please?
No, we can't.
It says this no, in an episode where Tanvi's leading it.
Oh, yeah.
Can I please leave? That's all I've been trying to do since we started this godforsaken thing. I'm being held hostage against my will, and I've been blinking this entire time, but unfortunately this is an audio
just Morse code but it's going to nobody. Man, I know, I actually forgot my name when I said this is Sunidhi. I fully forgot my name for a moment.
That's very on brand for Sharma. Okay, so today we're talking about the girl bosses. One of the first, like
Tanvi's cutting out for me. It's
yeah,
so
same.
Funny.
I can't hear Tanvi.
It's
she's
so
just like
funny.
Kind of go like, and I'm like, okay.
I purely laughed because of how funny the connection was. That's all, mostly the reason why I laughed. So we'll find out in recording.
And I'm the immature one. Okay, bitch.
No, I'm stupid. You're still immature.
No one agrees with you. You can move on.
Sure.
Sunidhi?
Tanvi can't hear us to agree with us. Tanvi?
Tanvi's just gone.
Oh, blessed her soul.
In her episode 2, how are we supposed to give reactions? She's just like, Lord Byron died or something. And we're like, oh yeah!
Oh my god. Is she fully just gone?
I don't know, man.
I mean, she's there, says Tanvi, but...
I'm just gonna eat my apple, I have nothing.
Yeah, go for it.
You're gonna hear so many apple sounds during editing, I'm sorry.
No, you have zero regard for what I do during editing. That's why you do fuck all. I've told you so many times, don't eat the fucking soya katori shit that you did last time. I told you, don't eat, but you eat right into the microphone. Zero regard. Anyways, the new chopsticks came in. They're very pretty.
Oh my god, send photo. Did the ramen come?
Oh, the ramen already came. I forgot to send you the review, man. Oh, I fully forgot to do that.
Fuck you, man. Okay, I'm... Wow.
I genuinely forgot. But, like, my mouth was burning, so I gave, like, the soup and the remaining egg noodles to my brother because he can tolerate any amount of spice. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. You like it, though.
No, I love it. I love the taste. It's just like...
Okay, I'll give you like pro tips. So, I find melted cheese and ramen kind of tastes ass. But if you like kind of have cheese slices on the side, like, you know, not melted, that kind of helps with the spice. Alternatively, if you put a little bit of milk, right, in the ramen.
Yeah, I told that to my mom and she just was so disgusted by the idea.
It tastes a bit like Thai food. I don't know why. It just tastes a little more Thai. And
what type of milk do you use?
Normal. I don't know why it tastes Thai. It just does.
Like, usually you use coconut milk if you're making, like, kind of Thai food.
I don't have coconut milk. I just
look at
have,
the picture. I sent you the picture.
I have normal cow she's back. Milk.
Okay. Right. So, back to Byron.
1 second. Now, you can also put an egg. You can also put an egg.
Oh, actually, you know, I'll try that tomorrow. Because we could, Sunday, I can have all that. Nice. Anyways. Not back to Byron. Starting now with Byron.
Yeah. Okay. Starting now with Byron. Okay. Okay. So, Byron was like, in every sense of the word, a bit of a sexy beast. He was also one of the first, like, proper celebrities in the Western world. Okay, so, first of all, a normal basic introduction for Byron, for those who have never heard of him. He was a romantic poet, like a romantic era poet, in the second wave. So, the first wave came with people like Wordsworth,
so not Tanvi,
as we all know, exactly, like the opposite. Yeah, of, you know, yeah. Okay, he's also credited with coming up with the concept of like the sexy vampire, the like brooding, dark, mysterious, non-gremlin vampire, because obviously the myth already existed in other parts of Europe, such as Greece and Bulgaria. But Byron is really credited with making the vampire a more mainstream sex symbol, essentially. Although, interestingly enough, it was not a result of a poem that he wrote. He wrote a poem that inspired somebody else to write a story with the vampire myth in it. Oh. So one of the most interesting anecdotes about Byron that I've been able to find is that when he was a student at Cambridge, they had a rule that dissuaded students from bringing dogs in. So Byron, being Byron, decided to go out and get a bear instead.
I love how you think we know like so much about no Byron. Dogs. You're like, you know how Byron is. Like, he went and got a bear. And
Exactly. And you're like, no, I don't. That's the point of the episode. This is the best way I can describe Byron. Okay. Do either of you know who Percy Shelley was?
No.
Do you know Mary Shelley?
Yes.
So, Mary Shelley was basically the author of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
The modern Prometheus, right? Mary Shelley was married to another writer called Percy Shelley, who was also a second wave romantic poet. And Byron, Percy, and Mary were all very close friends. Okay, interestingly enough, the night when Mary Shelley came up with the concept for Frankenstein was when Percy, her, and Byron were all in like a cabin somewhere in the English countryside. And it was the coldest, rainiest night ever recorded in British history at that point. And they were all hanging out in like this gloomy cabin where Byron was like, hey, let's have a contest to see who can come up with the scariest story, because they were all writers, you know. And that's when Byron came up with his poem Darkness, and that's also when Mary Shelley came up with the concept of Frankenstein and invented science fiction as a genre. So
oh my god,
interesting. Exactly.
She
also, by the way, she was 19 when this happened. She was 19 when she came up with an entire fucking genre. That's yeah,
so cool.
I feel useless really now. Really thank cool. you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah. So, okay. So, Byron was born in this aristocratic family. Both his parents came from very, very wealthy backgrounds. But his father married his mother for the money because his family had a lot of trouble with it. And that unfortunately turned out to be generational because Byron's father was a bit of a scoundrel. He had a huge gambling problem and like was a huge philanderer, which further added to him just squandering away the money. So he committed suicide when Byron was about 3, leaving him and his mother with nothing but piles of debt, and causing them to be forced out of England and into Scotland, because that's where his mother was from. So Mm-hmm. Now, they lived in like a pretty large house because obviously they're still familial with, but they didn't have the money to be able to manage its upkeep. So, you know, and then when Byron was 10, he was made a lord because his uncle passed away. So you would think that now he has money because he's a lord. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that his uncle was also in deep financial ruin. Now Byron had the responsibility of like running this huge fucking household with so many expenses and overheads and all that. And he could not afford it.
Yeah.
And these like monetary problems pretty much followed him for the rest of his life. But he always lived very lavishly. Yeah, he had huge expenses and he always lived a little bit outside his means. Like not so much that he was plunged in debt, but he was also always kind of in debt. Like it wasn't a fun time, but it was also a very fun time. So make of that what you will.
Okay.
Okay, sounds like school.
Now let's skip forward a few years to when he was in Cambridge, right? Now, it's believed that university is when Byron started like exploring his sexuality a little more. Now, the thing with Byron is...
Same.
He never stated that he was anything but heterosexual. He never commented on the sexuality, but it was sort of widely known that he had relationships with men as well as women. So he could have been bi or pan, you know, nobody knows because, again, these terms didn't even really exist back then. And because this is the early 1800s we're talking about, like somewhere between 1810 and 1815. So it's very early on still. It was a fun time to be Byron. Then there's this thing called the Grand Tour. Have either of you heard of that?
Nope.
Okay, Hannah, what's the Grand Tour?
I kind of have food in my mouth. I'm so sorry.
Should we be doing this episode right now? I told her not to eat. No, she does this just to spite me. She purely does it to spite me.
I put the mic away.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, and I'm having soft foods.
Okay.
Yeah. No crunch to it.
Man.
Okay. Right. So, Byron. Back to Byron.
Back to Byron. That could be such a good hashtag.
Yeah, back to Byron is such like a nice title for something. I was kind of relying on you guys talking a little more about Byron.
Girl, you don't let us talk.
Can you have some semblance of banter?
You don't let us talk.
You literally keep talking. Then there's no like empty area for us to fill in. So what do we do? And plus, there's not much that we can say right now. It's just like you telling us like stuff he's done.
Yeah, but then it's somebody's life.
What are we gonna say? Like, ha, he's sexual. Like, ha, fuck you. Like, what do we do to that?
Basically, yeah. Okay, so do you know what Grand Tour is, Hannah? Or what? Yes. Yeah. What is it? What was
I'm not the best at explanations. You do it.
Motherfucker. Okay. So basically, the Grand Tour was this like excursion, essentially, that aristocratic young dudes used to go on. It was their version of a gap year, where like after they were done with university, they'd just fucking fuck around for a bit. Like they'd go to Greece.
Fuck around.
Yeah, exactly. And literally as well. Like it was supposed to be for their personal development, but they just go and like gamble and drink.
Who takes a gap year to actually like evolve as a human being?
Yeah, they used to travel, but they used more than actually exploring the cities, they used to explore
people's bodies.
You know, that kind of a thing.
You know how like Spain and all is like, oh my god, I'm gonna go to Spain for my Euro vacation. Yeah, it was like Rome and stuff before because of the cultural heritage. That's all I have to contribute.
You weren't kidding when you said you're gonna give useless information.
That had nothing
out of nowhere. She just said it.
Yeah, yeah. I said a word and she said another word. That's all that happened.
No, like, you know, you're comparing this to a, like, you know, gap year holiday. Like, I'm going to Europe for my gap year.
So you're just like, okay, yeah, holiday, that way. Holiday means vacation. Oh, I heard this thing about Spain. Let's talk about Spain now. That's where your brain went?
Yes.
You are so sad. Okay.
Okay, yeah. So
wasn't it also like a rite of passage or something? Really okay, never mind.
For what? Do people fuck around?
Yeah, they just go out and fuck around for a bit. And so usually people didn't travel further than Greece. But Byron was like, nah, right, I'm a special bitch. I'm quirky, so I'm gonna go all the way to Albania.
Oh my god.
Oh yes. Oh wait, hold on.
Damn. Yeah.
So he went all the way to Albania. And when he was in Albania, he was like, fuck it, I'm gonna write a poem called Child Harold. This was like the first poem he ever wrote that sort of shot him to super spot. It was basically kind of like interesting travel journalism where he wrote about what Albanian culture was like, but from his perspective. Mm-hmm. This is also where he came up with the concept of Byronic hero. Now, what the Byronic hero is basically like a rich, broody, pale, good-looking dude who is like melancholic and oh so deep and nobody understands me and I'm Edward Cullen and my skin shines in the light like diamonds.
I knew Edward Cullen could not have been an original character. Like, it's just, it's too good. It's too well written. So, yeah.
I love how he literally sat down and he's like, this character I'm making, this amazing, hot, sexy character I'm making, what do we name this like whole thing? Right, my last name's kind of sexy. That's actually what he's doing.
Like, but no.
I completely support it.
The name of this character wasn't Byronic Hero. This archetype is Byronic Hero. This is what came.
Yeah, no, but like, that's the whole thing. Hero. This whole thing. Yeah.
No, because people named it the Byronic Hero. No, because Lord Byron came up with it. Sunidhi.
Oh, I thought he named it. Okay.
But even if he named it...
Archetypes
even,
are always named later on.
See, even if he named it himself,
like, as if I know fucking how archetypes work. Fucking get off my dick.
Even... Oh my god.
Today. I am a victim of a hate crime. Stanley knows what I'm talking about.
That's not what a hate crime is.
Well, I hated it.
So, Child Harold ended up being the first example of the Byronic hero in the succeeding years.
It's a child though. It's a child.
No, okay, so he's just called Child Harold. He wasn't actually a kid. Okay.
Lord Byron was just an enigmatic character that we may never know a lot about because he was basically Edward Cullen. That's my take this episode.
That's far from incorrect. So you're good. That's very, yeah. Basically. So, yeah, the thing with Byron was he, like, from everything I've read about him, he's very polarizing. Because he'll do, he used to drink water out of people's skulls. Like, dead people's skulls he would buy and drink water and wine out of them. Use them as cups,
why?
Basically.
Also, don't they have a lot of holes?
Yeah. No, he'd fill them with plaster.
Oh my god.
But, like, yeah.
That's terrifying. He'd be cancelled in the 21st century.
Yeah. Oh no, he did a lot of other shit.
I'm pretty sure a bunch of people still keep stuff like that.
Really?
A bunch of people keep stuff like that, yeah.
So, Byron... Okay, so this poem gets published in England. And it didn't get published all at once because it was so long. So people would wait for it like you'd wait for like the next Game of Thrones season. It was an event whenever his poems got published. And he started developing a bit of a cult following, right? Like, he famously once said that he went to sleep and he woke up a celebrity. It wasn't quite so overnight, obviously, in real life, but it was very... He had a very intense fandom surrounding him. He's also one of those, first people to be credited with having a proper fandom. You wanna guess what its name was?
Byroniacs. I don't know.
The Byronists.
Byromaniacs. So Hannah was not far off.
I was so close. Oh my god. Yes.
You're not far off. But yeah, it was kind of like the Beatlemania and people used to fucking go crazy after Byron's poetry. Like so there's this poem that he published called Don Juan. Well, Don Juan technically, but that's more of a joke. I'll come to that later. That sold 10,000 copies on the day it was published. By the way, the population of London at this time was like 70,000. He sold 10,000 copies on the first day. It's insane how popular this guy was. He also got lucky because his decision to publish his poems came alongside printing presses being adopted more widely, and so like a rise in literacy rates. So now more people could actually consume his work instead of just the uber rich and extremely aristocratic.
They literally studied so that they could read his work. I love this fandom.
This is exactly it. They're like, go to school. You know, you remember those Keep Calm and something memes?
Yeah.
So all that came in my mind at that time was, when I was reading up about this, was one of those posters that says, keep calm and study because you need to understand Byron. It's just...
Honestly, make that a poster. I like this guy already. Also, he looks kind of like a movie star. I just...
He really does. So, he was actually credited with starting the, like, various fashion trends such as unbuttoned shirts.
Oh my god. So,
he knew himself.
A fashion icon.
So, what he would do was, like, print a portrait of himself at the front of, like, his collection of poems. He was very popular with the women because he looked the way he looked and his poems were more romantic, but in a broody way.
I'm telling you, this guy is Edward Cullen.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, Edward Cullen was modeled after the Byronic hero, and the Byronic hero was modeled after Byron.
This might be the best thing you've thought of. Yeah. Have to give the credit here.
So Child Harold basically was a self-insert for Byron, right? And I don't mean a dildo. Get your mind out of the gutter. I mean like a...
I do.
I didn't even go there.
Yeah. I didn't have enough time to process.
Like, what's going on?
We would have heard a little giggle. I'm sure we would have heard a little giggle in the next 2 seconds if Tanvi wouldn't have gone immediately after that.
Like, self-insert. Yeah. So, basically, that's what, right? Byron... And the reason why his first poem became such a success was because nobody had ever really written about Albania. Like, no Englishman had written about Albanian culture before. So Byron was really the first to do that. Right. He wrote it from his perspective and he used very vivid imagery and he tried to paint the color. And obviously it was a very stereotypical depiction. But it was something that people hadn't seen before. So they fucking gobbled it up. And then they just fell in love with Byron's style. There's this thing called Byronic verse. So he was such like a particular kind of writer that his writing style was entirely different from anything else the masses had ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, initially, by the way, interestingly enough, Byron didn't actually make any money from his writing initially, much like modern day poets. But his reasons for that were very different. Because back in the day, since he was an aristocrat...
He made merch. Okay, no, never mind.
No.
I thought he made merch and then it just
T-shirts and guillotines.
Honestly,
t-shirts, guillotines.
I'd buy that.
T-shirts
I'd
and buy guillotines. That. That's it.
I'd love to have a guillotine. Yeah. It's like a mini-sized one, like one that can chop off fingers and stuff.
Kill your husband. Yeah, just like, kill your husband. Think about me. It's perfect.
And then wear my t-shirt, which has like my beautiful face on it. I love the branding here. This guy is, again, iconic.
We should have been on his merch team, honestly. We could have come up with this shit. He would have made a lot more money.
We would have.
I don't think things would be good for us if we were alive back then.
Oh, shit, yeah, the sexism. My bad.
And I was like, I completely forgot. Yeah. Okay. Because Byron's fandom was so rampant, they used to write to him a lot because he was a celebrity and people knew where he lived.
I get it.
Like, it was just a fact. Yeah, he used to get a shit ton of fan mail where women would write like these very long-winded letters to him and he would read them and they'd be very sexual. In nature, because that's what Byron's image was.
I'd imagine.
Honestly, this is just, have you seen that trend on like Insta? Like, it's okay, it's like September right now, so we're having this trend where people are like, talk like the 18th century and tell me a scandalous story. And they're just like,
basically,
I walked into thy room and saw thy father and thy mother.
Doeth your mother.
Like, mother with some weird accent, so like, mother or something. I don't even know how they described the sex, but it was something. I can imagine that to be his letter.
Like, old erotica. Oh, can we have an episode where we just read old erotica?
Oh my god, please. That's so on my lane.
That's such a, like, Anika, like, idea that I've suggested.
I am so proud of you, Sunidhi. Also, this guy seems like he invented YouTube unboxing videos. Like, hey guys, my name is Bayer and today we'll be unboxing my fan mail. Thank you so much for sending me your letters. I love reading them at night.
I'm going to tell you moving one on. The first letter I have somebody is sent from him. And then you'll be like, oh shit. Yeah, unboxing videos might have been
It'll be like crap, like, you know, oh my god, my first letter is from Victoria Bench.
A used underwear for like, that's been used for like 10 years.
It's like undergarments.
That's what she's getting.
Undergarments.
Undergarments, sorry.
Used undergarments. So oh my god, they smell heavenly. That's disgusting.
This just smells like piss and shit, probably. I don't know if I missed it. What era was this?
What
era is this? What era is this?
Early 1800s. 1800s. Somewhere between 1810.
Yeah, hygiene wasn't like the best during that time.
No, people didn't shit. Oh my god,
this just reminds.
So. We aren't talking about cavemen.
Okay, so they didn't have toilet paper, did they?
This reminds me of 200 like,
years
like,
ago. People were not shitting themselves 200 years ago.
You remember the story?
Yes, but they're not going to have completely clean asses. They're not going to have completely clean asses.
I have a fun anecdote.
I'm pretty sure they wore underwear.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Is there no way we can get rid of him?
Not without cause, Michael.
I have cause. It is because I hate him.
Do you remember that one thing in Rome where like people use the same like sponge to wipe their asses, like all of them without washing it? Yeah.
Exhibit A.
I have seen like, can we do one episode on the history of toilet paper? The ideas are just flowing in. I would love it.
You always have the ideas and then when we decide like when do we record, it's just a shit show.
It will be because it's about
Yes. No,
that's true. Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, I walked into that one.
Anyway, so yeah, he was like fuckboy supreme. I get the vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's this lady called Caroline Lamb. Him and her were kind of in a relationship. She was married to somebody, but Byron, that didn't stop anybody back
just
then.
A little Byron, action on the side with like, you know, his sex bomb.
Yeah, Byron was in relationships with so many married women, it wasn't even a thing. Like, it was, and their husbands and everybody else knew. Nobody gave half of
did he have like one for every week kind of thing?
Today I'm feeling like, Tuesday
might as well
today I'm feeling yeah, Tuesday yeah, yeah. Might as well have. But if he had as many as Tanvi said, what if it's like today I'm feeling some 14th, today I'm feeling some like 28th? I don't know, you know, like it's month. I don't know.
He's like, he's like, it's a Wednesday. I kind of feel like going for a woman who's been in a 15-year relationship.
Ah,
15-year marriage. Let's go for that one.
He was popular with just the mothers too, I see.
Most seasoned lover today. Yeah, basically.
Oh my God.
That's perfect. That's how he would have said it. Oh my God. It's like
he would have said it like that. So, okay. So that's what, right? So she sent him like a letter, which was very like, you know, oh, my breast heaved with, that's fine. The contents of the letter was fine. What she sent with the letter. Any guesses as to what she sent with the letter? Like as an
underwear.
I want to say discharge. Discharge.
No.
Handa's much, much closer. The actual
no, oh my god, blood? Was it blood?
It's worse.
Her pee?
It's worse, guys.
Her pee?
Pubes. But not just that.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
Close to the area.
Listen. Yeah. She shaved a little too close.
No!
There was blood.
That's so funny to me.
There was blood. She sent him anyway. In the letter, she was like, P.S. By the way, shaved a little too close. You know me, goofy girl.
So it's just my love for you.
You know me. It's my love for you.
Yeah.
I'm just quirky like you. We should get together.
Like that. And so she was basically like, listen.
How did she send it? I'm pretty sure they didn't have like just little Ziploc baggies. What was it sent?
No, I think it was just the envelope. Like, it was just like a tiny envelope.
So it was like, it had red dots like going in. Oh no.
It's just dried blood.
Oh, yeah. No.
Maybe like a little paper, not a paper, but like a little cloth baggie. You know, like tiny, like a tiny laundry bag.
Still would have seeped through. Like, oh my God, I wish
they had. Oh, like cloth. You know those little leather purses with
it. Oh, that's cool.
Like, I'm seeing you put like coins and stuff.
But yeah, they're very expensive.
I don't know if this is just like.
Did she need that? Did she kind of like make that kind of investment for him?
She seems
okay,
like
yeah,
she
colonization
would have.
And all.
Exactly. Oof. Also, he went on to marry his her
so
cousin.
Sorry.
So make of that what you will.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's like, by the way, I'm gonna marry your cousin because she's.
How many wives did he have?
Only one, and they were only married for about a month before they.
Oh my God! He's like, she turned the bad boy good or whatever. I don't know.
The more
I want to write Wattpad fanfic about him.
Exactly. That's what I literally told Sunidhi before we start recording. I was like, he is basically who every single Wattpad bad boy is modeled after. Like, Byron was that bitch.
Dude, isn't this the plot for After?
No.
Who?
I haven't seen the movie and neither have I read the book, but I saw
I saw
a YouTube video of someone after. Describing the movie, so I think I know it very well.
No, I've watched.
Oh, God.
I saw a YouTube video of it, I know it very well.
Yeah.
No, I watched After.
Isn't this the plot?
No.
It is. It is, though. It's like there's this guy, whatever his name is, Hard something. I don't know.
Even I forgot his name.
That guy. And he's like a fuck boy. And he's like into literature and stuff, I think. And then.
Oh, yeah. No,
and then
yeah,
the girl comes and she's all innocent and, you know, like. And then she's also into literature. And then she turns the bad boy good-ish.
No, but because like she was being like. Well, there's no other way of putting it. She was like difficult, I guess. Like she didn't want to make it like easy for him. Because like he got everything he ever wanted. And so she was like. No, I'm not going to do that.
Imagine so that in a Victorian setting. That's something I would have read.
Fuck it off.
Fuck it off. Why? I will not climb into that lake with you.
You blimey will.
Fuck thou and thine horse.
This is getting very offensive. We need to move on.
British people are not real. I'm just saying, they're not real. How do you have that? I'm telling you, if somebody calls me stupid in like any other accent, I will be offended. Okay, not offended.
Stupid.
But like, it'll affect me.
Stupid.
But like in a British accent, this is what you're telling me? No, I can't take it seriously.
We're just gonna get cancelled by like an entire community of people. I like
They
this.
Know they're not real. They know they're not real.
They're just like, you know, the lizard people, basically. All of them
no,
living
they're
under
like,
the
it's
queen.
Like, remember when people were like, Canada is not real because it's like their money like spent like maple syrup and they made like ice cream or whatever, like maple like lollies or something from like their snow or whatever. So it's kind of like that. Like Canada just accepted it. Like, yeah, we're an amusement park. We're not real.
So basically, nothing except NCR exists. Anyways, Lord Byron. We're getting very swept away.
She just left. Oh no, she's back.
Oh, she was so disgusted with the after talk. She just had to take a break. Like, I can't do this, lads.
I was just like, I need to disconnect. Just for a while. Yeah. Okay, so Byron's wife, right, Anne Isabel Noel, was actually a very accomplished mathematician.
She sounds very classy.
Yeah, yeah.
I like her.
She was absolutely beautiful and she's extremely witty. And, like, she got married to Byron. But the problem was, while they were both very intellectual in their own ways, Anne Isabel was a lot more pragmatic, right? She's a mathematician, she's logical, she's very grounded, she's all about the facts. Mm-hmm. And Byron is a lot more, he's a poet, he's a romantic, he's a lot more flighty, his head
is such a fun relationship.
Exactly.
The dynamic, I would have loved to see a show about
I'd love
this.
To read this.
Yeah, it could have worked out really well, but Byron was a dick. Like that, there's no other way of putting it. He fucked it up royally. And she was like, fine, I'm leaving. And, like, she had a child. So, his only legitimate
with
child
him?
That we know of.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Was this woman named Ada Lovelace. Have you guys heard of her?
Oh my god, that's,
I have actually.
That's their daughter.
Handa, you should know. Handa, you should
Wait, isn't it Ada? Is it Ada or...
It's Ada.
Ada or Ada?
Ada.
Oh fuck, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I know who she is. What the hell?
I've heard that name, yeah.
Okay. So she's, Ada Laplace is basically the inventor of
She's the computer lady.
Wait, no,
she,
but like,
yeah, she's exactly. the computer she lady. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
she
right.
She was in all of my Charles computer Babbage. Books.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, you should know this name.
Bruh.
It's so yeah, much fun. So
that's who he gave...
Cabbage.
That's who he gave birth to.
Oh my god. Nah, dude, no, she's honestly a badass. She's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Wait, hold on. What did he do though for her to get pissed off? The wife
no,
to get pissed off.
He was cheated, just like, I guess. He was just being Biden. So he had a pretty, like, he treated women pretty poorly. Women that he wasn't friends with. But he, like, wouldn't watch.
He was married to her. What do you mean wasn't friends with?
No, but there's a difference. Like, he treated Mary Shelley very differently than he treated any other woman. And that's partly because Mary Shelley was married to Percy Shelley, who was his, like, one of his closest friends. And his biggest foil.
Homies before the somethings.
Yeah. Exactly. Bros before hoes, but I don't want to call these women hoes because they like it. Yeah, it's not anyways.
Yeah.
Dicks before chicks. Let's put it that way. In every sense
that's
of the
just
word.
A little fruity.
Was a bi.
Oh my god, he was fruity though. That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was fruity. That's why I'm saying. That's why I'm like it that. Works on both levels.
I like that. This is nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good one.
And Isabella was also very very. Gifted. Like, I found this kind of cute. I don't think you guys will.
Because you're, like, not like other girls?
No. Because it's really nerdy. He used to call her the princess of parallelograms. Yeah.
That's adorable. I kind of like it.
It's actually cute.
The letters addressed to her, he calls her the princess of parallelograms, which is so
that's
nerdy.
Wait, why though? What's the origin of that?
No, because she was a mathematician, right?
Oh, right. Okay.
She's like
no, that's kind of cute. I like it.
She's a very accomplished mathematician, that. So he used to call her the prince. Oh, so cute.
If we're going on, like, occupational nicknames, though, imagine, like, someone calling, you know, like, a biologist, like, oh, my little COVID-19. Just about it.
I mean, I feel like 2020 babies are actually being called that.
Oh my
little COVID-19.
Oh, little God. Coronavirus.
That's
oh, don't you know, there were these twins that were born in, like, I think June of last year.
Bobby.
Who they named COVID and Corona.
The twins.
Yeah. Their parents named them COVID.
Yeah,
and
they did.
This is... See, honestly, you could just have, like, a downward spiral. Like, you go into someone who's, like, an astronomer. It's like, oh, black hole baby. Like, I don't know, okay? I like
black
the idea of
baby.
Occupational nicknames now.
Black hole baby. Just like an astrophysicist.
Yeah, black hole baby. It's kind of an innuendo. It's kind of like a...
Yeah, that's what I was like. Either an
exactly.
astrophysicist or a cam girl. No in between. Why not both? You can be both.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You're just like, you have.
Oh my god.
You're dating like a bloody, like, I don't know, a classic musician, and you're just like, oh my little trombone. I don't know. It's just.
Oh, hi, treble clef.
I like
oh,
the idea
cutie.
Of it. So,
yeah.
Tanvi, what are you gonna be? A wrench? Yeah, I like the idea of calling you a wrench.
A wrench.
Like, just, it sounds like
lead.
Wench, and
I feel like
you're
yeah,
doing
exactly.
engineering.
Wrench,
so,
lead.
Just like,
I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd like have like I'd like do a typo on that and just be wench.
Wench,
it'll just come out
it's
as wench.
Good. That's what the intention is.
Wench,
and Sunidhi, Sunidhi
yeah.
can just be
my
like God. I don't know,
my little murderer.
No, it's like oh my little rigor mortis.
I'm just stiff all the time.
Exactly.
But
you
that
are,
is true.
Exactly.
I am stiff.
You are
all the time. I'm very tense.
Yeah.
And Handa's
exactly.
just like I don't
yeah.
know a greedy bitch because you know finance. So that just works.
My
greedy. I thought you were gonna go
the
more
reason,
on like calling me a forex
crash.
Or something.
No,
yeah, just
no.
like you know, foreign exchange or something like you know,
no,
something
no,
fun. Just you know, greedy bitch.
Just greedy
okay,
bitch.
We love it.
Cut straight to the point.
You can call me debt, like literally debt.
Debt was sexy. Yeah. Handa's deed.
No, just debt. Like, you know, like crushing debt. You're gonna pay loans for the rest of your life. That kind of debt.
No, for now, I think I'll stick to greedy bitch. I like that move.
Okay.
No, that's your opinion.
That's my
opinion. That's what Anika's have to say.
I'm not gonna say anything now.
Yeah, but Ada Lovelace obviously never really got to know Byron because he was like out of her life entirely.
Dude, this is tripping me up. I can't believe she's his daughter.
Right? No, I read that and I was like, holy fuck. Especially because I had like listened to a podcast about Ada Lovelace 2 days before I read up on Byron. So I was like, mother,
she's like,
how?
You can call her like Miss Logic Gates. I like that.
Yeah,
she's Anika's just on a roll now. She's just only her mind is only thinking of this. She's thinking of every profession she knows and just like piling through.
Yeah,
she's like doctors.
I've already thought of every single major. Yeah.
What about plumbers?
I thought it was obvious. My little U bend.
My little U bend. Oh, also, Byron loved animals, as was proven when he took a bear to college. Because there were, like, no dogs, and he was very attached to his
honestly,
dog.
Honestly, power move.
Yeah,
that's
so he was like, I'll get a grizzly
move.
Bear.
I love him for that.
So he got a grizzly bear. He's like, fuck this shit.
I mean, because to be fair, they didn't say no dogs. They didn't say no
exactly.
Bears.
Exactly. He was like,
yeah,
you know
the
what?
Next, you know, it's just, like, people coming in with freaking crocodiles and whales. And, like, you just said dogs aren't allowed.
Exactly. He's like loophole, motherfucker.
He's a trendsetter.
Precisely.
I don't know why I'm getting vibes that he was mauled by the bear, but yeah.
He also had like a menagerie with 8 dogs, 5
what is
cats.
That? Isn't that like a, you know, orgy?
No.
Is it not?
That's a menagerie.
She's talking about animals, bestie.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's going in the reels.
Oh no. Dude, I'm sorry. I'm not good with my olden time speak, okay? I can barely speak normally.
It's fine. A menagerie is basically like a tiny zoo, but the animals aren't caged.
Oh, thank God. I was like scarred. I was like, he's into bestiality. No.
I feel like he might just be into that just to be spiteful.
No, he wasn't.
Oh my God.
At least there's no documentation of him being. And I know him.
Yeah.
Contrary to popular belief.
I don't think that's... Yeah. I am so... Oh, God. Okay.
He also had a bear. He had an Egyptian crane. Oh, yeah. He also had a tiger. He had everything. Name an animal, he had it in his little menagerie.
She just said tiger in such an accent. He just went like, tiger.
Yeah, she did. She said tiger. That was so tiger. Weird.
Yeah, he had a tiger.
But he had a tiger. That's kind of fashionable. Cool. He basically had the entire cast of Winnie the Pooh, and you don't want to argue with me on that.
It's great.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, he had a bear. Yeah.
Wait, what was Eeyore?
I'm
though?
Sure he had a donkey. Eeyore was a donkey.
He had a bear. He had a tiger. I'm sure he had like donkeys and pigs.
I don't
like everyone
think
had donkeys
Byron
and pigs.
Was
so I wouldn't
dude who'd like have a bear who'd have a donkey.
I don't think a lot of people like owned them, I guess, and they would just have them around.
That's good enough.
Maybe again, can't haven't looked.
You can't own the Winnie Pooh cast, God.
Tell that to the people who
created it.
Yeah,
no.
I can't think. Yeah, created it. That's the word.
No, they don't own those.
They don't own.
Yeah,
it's ours.
Those
you
characters
the
are icons that shaped our childhood. So.
They're free fall.
They are free. Sandy's just gone. She's got angry. She's just done with like, oh, fuck your Winnie Pooh dog.
2,000 years later.
Honestly, there's so many like weird, you know, honey tree references now. I can't believe people did that to a children's book.
She was like, you're still talking about it? I'm to be fair, she did say, give me banter. And here we are.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, so Byron had, like, his little menagerie. Now, another thing about Byron is, initially, again, he didn't make any money from his poetry because he was an aristocrat, right? And aristocrats weren't supposed to write and publish their art for monetary gain. That was just supposed to be a passion, like it was very looked down upon. And then halfway through his career, Byron was like, wait, fuck, I'm publishing poetry that's like fucking going nuts. Everybody's crazy about this shit. Why don't I monetize it? I need money. I'm in debt. Like all the fucking
entrepreneurship.
Time.
Hashtag the grind never ends.
Exactly. So he was like, always be plugging. So he started plugging merch. He basically started charging
nice.
Charging his publisher. And they're like, okay, yeah, fine, fair enough. So that became like a source of income for him.
No, but how did he get money in the first place? Wasn't he like very poor?
No, but here's the thing. He had familial wealth, and there's also the sense back then where you could very easily just live off of other people in the same social circle as you. Like, it was very normal for people to go to somebody else's like second or third house and just live there for free for 3 to 4 months, and it wouldn't be a thing.
That's a world I want to live in. God.
Like, these people had so much fucking money. Also, when I say he didn't have money, I mean he didn't have as much money as he should have had given his social class. He wasn't actually poor.
Oh.
Right. When his father died, he was, because they were in crushing debt. But his mother's family had a lot of money. So that's why they moved to Scotland. But they still had to live in house, because she was a widow. And she was a single mother still, even though she was from an aristocratic family. So all of that came into play. So Byron was always a little bit in there, but it was manageable. Exactly. That's how he made his money.
I have to tell you, I did not expect to enjoy this episode, but this is hilarious. I love this guy.
Right. Like, he's very... he's an interesting character. Okay. Also, really? By the way, he died in like the least... fun way. Okay, so this is around the time where Percy Shelley died.
Diarrhea.
Now he has a menagerie, he's divorced, he's still like, you know, sleeping with everything and everyone, and it's fine. I don't know. I'm pretty
sure. Don't say everything.
Everyone. I just said he had a menagerie. I should not say everything, but he slept with every consenting adult who would have him.
I'm sorry about that. I'm so sorry about that.
I'm like, no more bestiality references. Also, I started off by calling him a sexy beast. Oh no. Oh no, everything's been leading up to this. So, okay, this is when Percy Shelley died, right? And they were on a trip to Italy. Mary Shelley wasn't there. She was back in England. Percy and Mary were having issues, but Mary was still deeply in love. And Percy Shelley dies, and they had to cremate his body without her there because of some Italian law. The whole quarantine thing. So they had to cremate his body.
So it's COVID-19 again. Great.
Essentially, yeah. And again, without your loved ones being there, this just brings back bad memories for everybody. It's not a fun time. But yeah.
Let's not.
And... So famously, Percy Shelley's heart didn't burn though. Like, it didn't disintegrate. So Byron took Percy Shelley's heart to Mary Shelley, and she kept
She kept it with her
for the rest of her life. In like a box or something. Yeah.
I don't know, like, if that's cute. I don't know if that's... wouldn't that attract maggots and crap?
No, she preserved it in formaldehyde. Yeah, put it in box. She preserved it in formaldehyde, I'm sure. She didn't just keep it out.
She preserved it.
But...
You said she put it in a box.
Like, no. She put it in a jar. She put the jar in the box. That kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was fun. And Byron really wanted Percy Shelley's skull, but everybody was like, don't you fucking dare. You're not drinking out of your best friend's skull.
Because he's going to drink out of it.
Yeah. Like, you're not drinking mine out of your best friend's skull. This is not happening.
Although I feel like his best friend would have liked that. I don't think his best friend would mind it.
See, okay, so Percy Shelley and...
Do you think both of them were a thing? Do you think both of
Percy Shelley was also a philanderer, but he was like pretty heterosexual.
From what we know.
Also, Percy Shelley and Byron, again, Percy Shelley sort of always kind of had a thing with Byron's girlfriends, and Byron didn't like that.
He was jealous of him and not his girlfriends.
About to say, so
you are never gonna know.
There's so much fanfic we can write. Oh, although there's no... Again, because Byron's love affairs with other men are so well documented, there's no reason to think that his with Percy wouldn't have been. But again, you can't completely wipe it out.
So again, I wouldn't be surprised if like Percy is like super against like people knowing. I wouldn't be surprised if they like hit it.
That could be the case, but I don't... It was very common for poets to be dating. Not dating, but like sleeping with other male poets. So it wasn't... It wasn't as taboo as we might think it was. It was just a lot more hidden. Like it.
He's the first guy who got fan mail. I was just Googling it. He is indeed an icon.
That's what I'm saying. Like he was actually... When I say he was like the first major celebrity, I mean it. He was very... He was like John Green and Kim Kardashian rolled into one. John Green just because he was like pale and white dude who just like fucking lived his life. But Kim Kardashian in every other sense of the word. Like, you know, he actually had something.
In terms of the sex tape famous or just the big butt famous?
Great butt, right? that was his main attribute. Like his hair was fantastic and he had an amazing butt. Those were the two main things. Same thing with Kim Kardashian.
You should have opened with that.
So basically, John Green, Kim Kardashian, mold them into one person somehow, you get Lord Byron. Also, I can't believe I haven't mentioned this yet. Byron's real name was George Gordon Byron. No wonder he went by Lord Byron instead.
Wow.
Instead of George Gordon.
So he's also related to Gordon Ramsay.
I was about to say, like, this is perfect. Inspector this Gordon is great. From
Hell's Kitchen.
From Batman, but yeah. Okay. Oh. Cool.
We went different ways with this, yeah.
Like Chief
okay,
Gordon.
Wait, just I'm so sorry. Can we just wait for a second? My laptop's gonna die. I need to like plug my charger and just give me 1 minute. So
it's okay.
I'll run and get it. I'm so sorry.
What's happening with their audio?
I have no idea.
I just heard it zip. Is she unzipping her pants?
Sexy.
I just heard it. Very I heard sexy. It zip.
Okay, I'm back.
Speaking of candles, speaking of candles, Handa. Yeah.
Anyways, yes.
Yeah, okay. So now we skip forward a few years to 1824. When Byron had gone to Greece during his...
Wait, did Shelley die really early?
Shelley died early, yeah. All of them died pretty young, actually.
Oh shit, Shelley was like 30 years old. That's so sad.
All of them, that's what I'm saying, right? All of them died very young. Shelley, yeah. Keats, Byron. Like, so Byron was born in 1788. He was dead by 1824. Didn't live a very long
time. Oh, shit, 36? Yeah. That's it?
Yeah. That's what, like, none of them lived very long.
But he had a fun time. I'll give him that.
So, okay, now he got into a relationship with this woman named Claire Clermont, who was a countess. So she was married to a count, who was like 3 times her age.
And the count
knew about Byron and her, and he was just like, dude, I don't give a shit. Like, it's fine. Like, Byron lived in their home.
I don't know why I thought of Dracula being her husband.
That's what, like... That's the joke I was gonna make. She loved him so much. Her husband was Dracula. Like, So on like his great tour, right? Back when he was still basically a little over a decade before when he died. When he was about 24, he went to Greece and he fell in love with the place. He was like, "Holy shit, this is absolutely wonderful. This is such a beautiful country." And I would love to visit again. And now cut to 1824, Greece is in a war for its independence. And Byron is like, you know what? For once in my life, I want to do something meaningful. I will go to Greece. I'll join the army. Right.
Oh no.
Yeah. And he was like, okay, fine. I'm going to go. I'm going to try to join the army. It'll be fun. Blah, blah, blah. So he goes to Greece. And before he ever gets to go to the battlefield, he contracts a virus. And back then, doctors used to think that you could put leeches on somebody and they would suck out the virus because they believed that the virus was in the blood.
Yeah.
And they did that to Byron and obviously it didn't work. And he died. So it wasn't like a sexy battlefield going out in a blaze of glory sort of death. It was more lying down, having your blood literally sucked out by leeches as you're in immense pain because there's a fever that's killing you. And then you're bleeding out, sort of death. So very sad, but you know.
He's the type that you'd expect, like, he died like, in a very
I had thought he would die.
Who has a skull?
Fortunately. I had thought he would die if, like...
Yeah. Yeah, who got his skull?
I haven't mentioned anywhere who got his skull, yeah. Now, the sad thing is he had...
Who got his body?
His body decomposed, Handa. They buried him. What do you mean by who got his body?
Okay. No, like, buried him, yeah. Okay, I'm not...
They buried him.
Yeah. I meant, was it sent back to like his family or something, or was he just buried by the doctor? I'm sorry. Yeah. Is so his grave still around? Do people still visit it?
I don't know. I'm sure it's still around. Let's Google I don't think this. They decimated his grave.
Let's Google this.
But, yeah.
Byron grave.
Yeah, you go to Byron's grave.
Oh, it's actually there. It's in St. Mary Magdalene Church.
Yeah, of course it's still there.
The marble like the plaque on top of his grave was donated by the King of Greece, apparently.
Because again, Byron was such a famous dude, and he was like, "Yeah, I will go to Greece to support their war of independence." He also loved monkeys, by the way, for what it's worth.
Bro, his grave is kind of on display. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, it's kind of like a Hollywood star. Yeah, it's kind of giving me those kind of vibes.
Makes sense, right? Because he kind of was one. Also, interestingly enough, very few of his fans actually wanted to meet him. It was more of like a wish fulfillment sort of thing where they just like wrote to him. Nobody actually wanted to really meet him. Not that he minded that at all. Because again, he had a very robust social life anyway.
We know what that means.
He'd go to balls and then he'd get his son, like the whole thing. Okay, I was just gonna ask. Okay, so you know, Byron had adopted like a 9-year-old Turkish Muslim girl called Hato.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But he died like shortly after. So he adopted her the same year he died. Nobody knows what came of her. But yeah, he'd adopted a little girl.
That's kind of sad.
Whose parents had been killed by the Greeks.
I think he started his like, I need to go to heaven after all of this, so let's just redeem myself kind of.
I don't think it was a heaven thing. I think it was just like him sobering up
and being
I have the means.
It could also be boredom.
It could be boredom. It could be one of those things where like, I think her parents were killed in front of him.
Oh no, okay.
And Byron, for all his this thing, had lived a pretty cushy life.
Like Edward Cullen, he was also sensitive.
He was a poet.
He was
a sensitive soul. But he didn't really experience any hardships until he went to Greece and he was like, holy shit, people actually suffer. And not just
what
like
is
not
this?
Having enough
suffering?
Caviar. That isn't the epitome of their suffering. What is this novel concept? Like 9-year-old girls get orphaned in foreign countries in wars that happens. And so he's like, I have the means to take care of her, so I shall.
That's kind of nice.
And then he died.
That's not that nice.
Not quite so nice. Yeah. So basically, Percy Shelley and Byron's relationship was very interesting. He was basically the Luke Skywalker to Byron's Han Solo. That's how I'd explain their dynamic.
So wait, Percy Shelley liked his sister?
Yeah.
that's all I'm getting from this.
Oh my god.
And Darth Vader.
As far as I know, Mary Shelley wasn't his sister. Although, Byron was a bit of a cousin fucker. So
Byron was the Luke Skywalker, and you know, this guy was a Han Solo.
But
Han Solo is cooler.
In terms of their character, without the characteristics. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Bro, boy, what the hell? Why is he? No, I did not expect incest here.
Yeah, lots of it as well. Like lots of.
Oh my god.
So back then, family reunions were basically dead, no?
Oh shit, my cousin's looking kind of.
You're like, her ass reminds me of me, boys.
It's that just, kind of. Oh my god.
No.
No, but that's, wasn't incest frowned upon even a while ago? Or is that a very recent thing?
Like, cousins were considered family. Obviously not siblings or anything, but second cousins and all.
Siblings was a little more.
Yeah. Like, because here's the thing, right? That's very so common. Much. Dude, look at the British royal family. They all married their cousins.
Oh shit, yeah. So it
couldn't have been frowned
upon. Yeah.
Fucking!
Oh my god! Did Lord Byron have any connects to like the royal side of the, you know?
No, but it wouldn't have been unexpected given how many like affairs. Again, not that we know of, but also.
See, I know he has a colorful past, but when I asked that question, I was just asking generally, like, did he go meet the queen or something, or?
yeah,
I don't. Again, it's not documented, so probably not, because that kind of a thing would have been documented. I'm sure he knew somebody who knew the queen. Also, he did have a very short-lived political career, so maybe.
Oh, really? That
he knew her. Yeah.
What was his agenda?
I didn't really get into it because there's nothing very interesting.
Oh.
Like, he just had very long.
So, he's basically like Kanye West. That's it.
Going nowhere.
That's it. Like that.
Basically, that's the episode. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Guys, I just got hit the best idea. Imagine somebody, sent, like, a pouch, their bath water, to Lord Byron.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the thing. But on that note with the bath water and stuff, do you think when he received it, he was like, is water wet?
See, I'm not a history buff, but from what Nicki Minaj has told us.